Mickey Martin. She is the supervisor for Williamston Township. We have had her on the program before. Mickey, how are you this morning?
I'm just fine. Thank you, Tony. And you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for being on the program. A couple questions for you before we get. I want to talk to you about the township assessment millage vote that Williamston approved, but I want to get your take on a couple things. Recently, we had the Leslie Township supervisor on, and we were talking about the tax monies that the townships receive from Ingham County, and he believes that for what they pay, they don't get back from the county. And when I had Mark Grebner on from the Ingham County Commissioners, he was a little fired up in stating that a lot of services are given that aren't discussed, and that he believes that that cities like East Lansing pay more than their fair share for services that they don't use. I want to get your take, your perspective on that.
Well, I absolutely agree with Dallas Henney, the supervisor from Leslie Township, that we do not get our fair share of services from the county taxes that we pay in. As far as Mark Grebner is, maybe that's true. East Lansing does not get their services either, or apportionate to what they pay in. But he's a county commissioner. I have always stressed that with all the county commissioners. Be a county commissioner, not just your district commissioner. Look out for the county, not just your small portion. He needs to look out for the whole county then and try to spread the county millage so it's a county millage.
Well, I got from him the last time we talked on this program that, for example, East Lansing doesn't use the courts in the city. They have their own. They don't use the police, yet they pay, I believe he said, 19 mils, which is as much as anyone else. So his thought was, you know, some pay more, some pay less, but many benefit. And do you agree with that?
I agree with that. But his 19 mils, aren't all county millages. I mean, we all pay the same county millage. He may pay more because he lives in East Lansing, because East Lansing gives more services, which ups his millage rate. Just like, you know, living in the city of Williamson is different in millage rate as living in Williamstown Township. But we all, every Ingham County resident, pays the same county millage.
Do you think that... if you look at it from his perspective, the majority of the people need to be taken care of as opposed to all the smaller outlying communities?
I believe that the majority, I think that all people need to be taken care of, to put that point blank. You know, I don't believe we should section out any section. But we have to find a way to make it fair so everyone is receiving a fair health service, health department service. I just don't know how it's fair to ask a mother of three without a vehicle in Onondaga to get to a health clinic in Lansing.
What can be done to make it more fair?
I believe that they have to have some mobile clinics. You know, spread the wealth around, spread it around. I'm certainly the out-county areas don't need the level of service that Lansing does in the urban areas, but we do need some service. And it's, I would believe that there's got to be a way to do some mobile clinics around the out county that would sufficiently serve everyone.
Kind of a trying situation when funds are so limited.
I agree. It's not a fun job.
Do you think, as a whole, that the Ingham County Board of Commissioners looks out for the entire county?
I do not. I believe that they serve their jurisdictions. I really wish that they would look more on a countywide basis.
All right, well, let's talk about a recent vote. You're well aware of that every other community said no, but Williamstown Township said yes. Why do you think that the people that you serve decided to pay this tax increase in order to have road patrols?
Well, first off, let me say it was very disappointing. I was certainly hoping at least we didn't feel like all of them were going to pass for sure. We were hopeful, but reality is that we knew some of them weren't going to pass, but I was hoping for more. And why did Williamstown, I think that it reflects that they value the service and the protection. And we had a very positive group of citizens that were very helpful in getting the facts out. They talked with a lot of people. We had a lot of town meetings. We had a lot of meetings. We've been working on this for 3 years. I've tried in our newsletters to keep people updated. I have a weekly email that has been keeping people updated. The township board has talked about this time and time again. And the treasurer and I have attended meetings almost nightly for the past, you know, before the election, obviously, for the past month. But before that, we were at county meetings for a couple of years, and I got a lot of residents to come to the county meetings with from the township, and I think that that helped when they actually saw and heard the county commissioners, and that was reality was it was going to the police protection was going to be stopped.
We're talking with Williamstown Township Supervisor Mickey Martin on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Well, with these funds available, how much do they total, and do you anticipate Williamston Police or the Ingham County Sheriff's picking up those patrols?
Well, how much funds are available is a little over $300,000, $300,800. We have sent RFPs out to four jurisdictions and also two individuals that have looked, and we will see what their proposals come back as. At this point, all options are open. We're going to get the best service, the most service, you know, for the reasonable price.
Who are all the entities involved that you're considering?
Of course, the Ingham County Sheriff's Department, City of Williamston, Meridian Township Police Department, Mason Police, and then two individuals.
And when do you hope to make the decision on this?
I would be nice if we could have a proposal ready for the board on their December 7th meeting, their first meeting in December. That is our goal. We're on a short time right now, so right now we're hoping to get some feedback back from the entities right after Thanksgiving. It depends on when that comes back. It depends on how many questions we have, how thorough the proposals are, so we can, you know, work on them and speedily, and otherwise we may have to take them back. But hopefully, we know we need to have something in place by January 1.
Well, I know that having those funds available and having the patrol service that you will soon have is going to make you and the community feel good.
I believe so.
And before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about the Red Cedar Recreation Association. That's the recreation association that's based out of Williamston, but serves folks from Williamstown Townships, Weverville, as well as other local areas. I know that there is a transition in place, that the school district in Williamston is relinquishing control of this, and I know that folks with the Red Cedar Recreation Association they're changing leadership there, and they're hoping to get some support from the city as well as the township. Where are we with that from what you know?
Well, first of all, I believe it's a valuable program and it's good for our community. Where we're at with that is that I have met with representatives from Red Cedar Rec along with the manager of the City of Williamston and the Park and Recs Committee representatives. We have met, and we're all supportive. What we asked of Red Cedar Rec at that time is, you know, you need to come back with us with a plan. What do you want? How do you see this program moving forward? And then we can look to where we can find the support and work with them. I didn't find anyone in the meeting non-supportive. It was just, at this point, I think that Red Cedar Rec needs to regroup and decide how they want to function.
So you haven't gotten that plan yet?
No, we have not.
Anything else new and newsy going on in Williamston Township?
Well, we're trying to upgrade our internet service. You know, we put a tower up almost 3 years ago, which has been great. You know, we were all, most of us were on dial-up, and internet service is almost essential any longer. We have some problems with it. It is on a 900 band, unlicensed band from the FCC, so interference can become a problem. And right now we have a ham radio operator that's causing a lot of interference, which is perfectly legal.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly legal, but it does cause interference. You know, miles and miles away it can cause interference. So we're looking at a different band, a 3.25. They're doing some testing, and possibly we'll put that up. And then, you know, a couple more years, we'll look at some white space. Hopefully that'll come available. But it's a challenge all the time to keep people into the 21st century here, you know, trying to keep everybody at high-speed internet, because people use it. They rely on it daily.
And, Mickey, what's going on with the medicinal marijuana business in Williamstown Township? Is that still open?
It is still open. We are working with there. We have passed a moratorium for any more to open up. And I'm meeting monthly with the county prosecutor's office and other elected officials from all the other tri-county area. And we're working on how we're going to deal with all of this regarding and staying within the law, the new state law. It's been a challenge.
All right, Mickey, thanks a lot. We always appreciate your candor. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
You too.